Hello out there, and welcome to IMPACT, the official podcast of Drexel University School of Education's Education Doctorate Program. I'm Dr. Deanna Hill, here with my podcasting partner, Dr. Stephanie Smith-Budai, and we're pleased to have Dr. Harlan Harrell join us today on IMPACT. Dr. Harrell is a United States Air Force veteran and captain, serving in the State of Maryland Defense Forces Community College Recruiting Unit, and he leads Education Strategies Consulting, LLC, which provides programs and services for service members and their families. We're very excited to have Dr. Harrell as a guest today to learn about the impact that his Drexel EdD has had on his leadership and scholarship. So, Dr. Harrell, tell us about what you've been up to professionally since you graduated with your EdD in Educational Leadership and Management from Drexel.
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm very happy to say that I'm on my way with my EdD, and I'm not sure if I completed a lot, but I can give you a list of activities since my graduation. I've completed a practicum at the Annapolis Federal Veterans Center in Policy and Compliance, and to learn about how to manage veterans readjustment counseling centers. I became the pro bono national advocate for veterans counseling veterans. It's a nonprofit addressing mental health issues and disparities in the military veteran community in Tampa, Florida, and nationally. I also completed a podcast for them on the subject of mental health research. As you mentioned, I was also commissioned as an 03 grade officer captain in the Maryland Defense Force, serving as special liaison to community colleges and recruitment. Last week, I did have the pleasure of presenting by invitation my dissertation-based workshop at the Student Veterans of America National Convention. It is the largest gathering of post-9/11 student veterans. The title of the workshop was Thriving in Spite of the Fault Lines, Navigating the Beautiful Struggle. I've also expanded my consulting firm to include instructional technology and learning design. This week, I did receive several federal offers of employment so that I can find ways to continue to serve as Drexel has trained me to do so. So not much.
Everything. I love it. I am a spouse of a veteran, a military spouse, and I just want to thank you for your service. And I'm so grateful to hear how you have continued on with what you have been doing. And you have been incredibly busy since completing your EdD.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So as you're aware, the Drexel EdD in Educational Leadership and Management is designed to prepare scholarly practitioners to identify and address problems of practice in their own professional context. So what made the Drexel EdD appealing to you? And what were you looking for in a doctoral program when you decided on Drexel?
The program was appealing to me because at that time in my professional career, I needed answers. I was completing a counseling certificate in veterans counseling and then also a counseling certificate and an associate's degree in addiction counseling. I wanted to find a way to actually find a way to have that community college degrees and certifications meet me where I was in my professional life. I needed answers that would offer a more sustainable outlook and future in the line of military veteran services and support. I saw that the mission was of Drexel was truly aligned with actually and committed to the success of their students and spoke a lot about service to the community and how to create sustainable design. And I thought, I need a program that has strong faculty support, people that would actually see me as a human being and meet me where I was starting. And then I wanted an opportunity to collaborate with others who were on the same journey. So I looked for a school that had the actual cohort model so I could have a more greater collaboration. In case I had challenges, I could have a group there to kind of hold me up, and I could do the same, you know, as I learned in my military career about camaraderie and collaboration. I saw similar attributes in the program. And finally, when I was thinking, there's a Spanish phrase that says, vale cada centavo, meaning worth every penny. I wanted to make sure that I had a program that would be worth every penny and that I can actually envision myself graduating from that program. Drexel, I found to be that program.
Wow, that's really powerful, Dr. Harrell. I mean, speaking especially about the cohort model and the camaraderie that came with that and the support that I know that you felt along the way. Tell us a little bit, I mean, we know there's a scaffolding to the program and you're working with your cohort along the way, and then you get to this point where you're really working on your own work. So tell us a little bit about your dissertation research. How did you come to your problem of practice? What did you learn about it? And then what would you say has been the most significant impact of your dissertation, what you learned there?
Well, the title of my dissertation, to make sure, was titled The Beautiful Struggle of Student Veterans in the Canopy of the Community College. And I think The Beautiful Struggle was a good revelation about the scaffolding process that I experienced, you know, in starting the program. I was totally unaware what I was about to experience. I had to actually go in blindly and understand that this would be what you call scaffolding. I call it a reinforcement model, that I noticed that from the beginning, each class that I had and each session that I had was building on the next session. And it went for 2.5 years. And it gave me great relief that, you know, each session was being reinforced. And so I found myself in an easy position to retain what I was actually moving towards. And so searching for the problem of practice became what I call iterative and recursive process. And it became a very familiar phrase throughout the collaboration and throughout the cohort. And it becomes a process that you have to trust, and you'll find yourself rethinking and redoing this problem of practice many, many times, to the point of frustration or even to the point of a beautiful struggle. And so, but you also, through this process, ma'am, in response, in a grounded response to your question, you find yourself growing through each scaffolding technique that is built into the program. Once again, the student, I felt a little blind. And so I had to trust those who were standing in front of me and teaching me, and saying, just trust the process. And I can say it took a year for me to believe that phrase, but I must say, and I can attest that it did work. So I moved through that process diligently, and sometimes it hurt and sometimes it was frustrating, but it did work and it did allow me to grow. I hope that I answered your question.
You absolutely did. I think one of the things, and you're mentioning this, the beautiful struggle, and I know that was central to the dissertation work that you did. So can you tell us a little more about how that showed up? What does beautiful struggle mean to you? And then what did you learn from the dissertation that now is, you know, that you're taking on the road, so to speak, as you're speaking to veterans all over the country?
So my problem of practice actually is kind of surrounded that community colleges often serve as the first post-secondary experience for veterans who must acculturate from military culture to community college culture. However, the research on that lived experience of student veterans negotiating the acculturation process seemed somewhat rare. You know, at the community college, it was quite limited, if you would. The purpose of my study was to better understand the lived experiences of student veterans negotiating the acculturation process within the community college canopy. So the research, it drew up on Berry's acculturation model from 2005. Armenio used it in 2018 as a model to understand the acculturation of student administrators working with student veterans. I use it to get a better understanding of how student veterans actually acculturate to the community college. Finally, I think what I want to make sure I share that it also drew up on Anderson's 2012 concept of the cosmopolitan canopy. Just as Anderson has used the concept to understand race and civility in a Philadelphia marketplace, I use the concept to better understand veteran status and civility in the community college. And so during the actual research on the lived experience of the student veterans that were researching the acculturation process, the 20 students shared with me about their experience and how they were adapting and what they felt like they could keep about themselves as a military person, or what they had to shed, or how they felt in navigating the fault lines that were coming to them in the community college. The fault lines meaning the things that cause a veteran to leave school or hurt or have their feelings hurt or feel disgusted. And so the beautiful struggle came out to be, if veterans were given the opportunity to succeed, they would succeed although they understood it would be a struggle, it could come out beautifully if they were successful in applying strategies that came from our research in the dissertation that says, we will show you how to get around these fault lines, how to navigate the fault lines and be successful and become a better you. And you do not have to forget who you are as a person. Military, you can be a greater person through the military experience, through your college experience, and thus acculturation and becoming. I digress.
That is so wonderful. And it's really incredible to hear not only the impact that your individual research will have or has had on future veterans sort of transition into higher ed, but also how you describe the process and the impact that it has had on your writing, on your ability to really that beautiful struggle, which that's a term that I want to adopt now. I really love it. I think it's something to be shared with our current students because it is, right? It is, it's challenging and it's tough, but it's so wonderful when you get the outcome of something really well polished and you can be proud of. So as you know, one of the Drexel differences is our focus on sustainable leadership. So that includes understanding how systems work and coming to understand how one's own worldview, values, beliefs, and habits of mind influence one's leadership. So for you, how did this impact the way you see yourself within your own context?
I believe the program, as a leader, I have discovered my own personal assets. I feel more equipped. I feel wiser. I certainly feel more agile, both as a professional and as a family member. My research impact related to departing from a deficit-based point of view on veterans and their families when they arrive in the college and having a more asset-based point of view. What do veterans bring to the college? And how can we as organizations, as learning organizations, capitalize on the opportunity with veterans being in the space as leaders, as supporters of the college mission, just as they were supporters of the military mission? So just as Singy spoke of personal mastery in our leadership class, I speak of personal mastery and being pivoted towards a point of greater success and personal mastery in the application as a scholar practitioner of military veteran services and support. I'm wiser and certainly understand now what it means to lean towards sustainable design. Thank you.
That's wonderful. One thing, you really spoke to this already, but I want to ask you directly. So, you know, addressing issues of equity, inclusion, and social justice is really at the core of teaching, learning, and scholarship in our EDD program. How is your experience at Drexel and in the program or your dissertation research, how has it really impacted your ability to contribute to equity, social justice, anti-racist practices in your current professional practice?
As I mentioned, I did have the opportunity to speak to mental health disparities with veterans, with a nonprofit named Veterans Council and Veterans out of Florida. At the same time, with my research, what comes to light is that veterans are considered a marginalized population and on many occasions treated as such. They encountered, as I mentioned, fault lines. Examples of these fault lines are bias, prejudice, disdain, and simple misunderstanding. My dissertation offers strategies to both students and administrators on the successful acculturation and transition of veterans and teaching them to recognize those fault lines before they become craters, if you would. So that's what, And that's what I think one of the largest impacts I see at this time.
Wonderful. So Dr. Harrell, you have had a successful career in military, consulting, serving so many families and servicemen. But what has been the greatest impact, would you say, of the EDD on your career?
I can say that the EDD has now qualified me to speak as an expert on many different platforms as a newly emerged scholar practitioner. Within the last week as well, I've received several offers, as I mentioned, for both federal service and requests that extend into my new expanded services through my consulting firm. That, I would say, has been the largest piece that I am now an expert and now allowed into spaces as such, where before I would not suggest that that was the case.
Yeah, certainly, you know, having a seat at those tables is incredibly significant.
Yes.
And empowering. So, and you may not know this yet, but where do you see yourself professionally? What's next for you in the next five or so years from now?
I look forward to serving my country more, participating in federal service. I did pick up a great piece from my Drexel program, and it was global thinking. My goal is that the next time that you and I speak, I will be halfway around the world, moving a mission forward for the United States of America. Whatever that global mission may be, I'm prepared and more equipped than ever to, and not afraid anymore to engage a global mission. And I look forward to that.
True global impact, I love it. Wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, that is excellent, and we wish you well, and please let us know where you are. Stay connected so you can continue to be an inspiration, not only to the service members and the families, but to our students as well in our Drexel EDD community.
I am a proud dragon.
Thank you. Great. Me too. I'm a dragon as well. So definitely. So we have that shared commonality. So so thank you for sharing the impact that the EDD has had on your professional practice. We do have a few lighter questions, if you have time. All right, so the first one is, what is one thing you wish you would have known 10 years ago?
If I'd known then what I know now, I would have negotiated harder. That to understand one's value and one's worth, both in your personal life and your professional life, I would have found myself negotiating much better.
Thank you. Excellent advice. Excellent advice.
Oh, absolutely. So here's another one. What is one of your favorite inspirational quotes?
You can never touch a rose so fragrant with a dew without part of that rose remaining with you.
And what does that mean to you?
It means that whoever you encounter, when I speak of civility and being congenial and convivial, is that whoever you encounter in life, no matter what your perspective is, that they will touch your life. And just as you touch a rose and you touch a person that has benevolence and kindness, even though you may go a separate direction, that good part of them will stay with you just as the smell of a rose on your hand.
Wonderful.
And you should behave just as civilly and be as kind as possible and have that level of impact on those who you come into contact with daily.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. All right. One last question. Okay. What is one of your favorite books and why would you recommend others to read it?
I would say The Fifth Discipline, The Art of a Learning Organization, of the Learning Organization, because it was written by Peter Senge, and it talks about systems thinking, but it also talks about personal mastery, but it also crosses into one's own personal life and offers situations and positions on your own reflection and your own personal growth, and your own personal value. At the same time, it gives you insight on the nature of organizations from a very human basis, and where it's an easy read for what I say the mid-level manager who wants to find himself in a better space, but can't quite detect what's going on. And that brings the nature of chaos, the spirituality through the book, and finding oneself in place in an organization and where one fits in an organization. The Fifth Discipline.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for that recommendation. Mm-hmm. All right, so it has been a pleasure to have EDD alumnus Dr. Harlan Harrell on Impact Today. Thank you so much, Dr. Harrell, for sharing with us. We are always incredibly honored and excited to hear the amazing ways our EDD alums are having an impact in the world. Dr. Harrell's bio will be posted with a link to the episode on our EDD website.
Thank you so much for having me. Go Dragons.
Thank you for tuning in to Impact. We look forward to the next episode where we hear from other alums about the impact that earning a Drexel EDD has had on their professional practice, research, policy changes, and the larger society. Goodbye for now.